Welcome to Get Connected, KDNK's monthly public affairs show about the people and organizations that make up the giving and service community from Aspen to Parachute. I'm Amy Barr, and I'm your host. I serve as the Executive Director of United Way of Battlement to the Bells, and this program is an opportunity to share my insights and connections with local nonprofits. Now, each month, I interview different charities, hear from dedicated volunteers, talk to the donors that support charitable work, and tell you about ways you can volunteer. This month's show features super volunteer Amber Wissing, whose enthusiasm for paying it forward in our local community has earned the respect of countless local charities. We'll also talk with Karen Lee of the Salvation Army local office about the annual upcoming Red Kettle bell ringing season that kicks off soon for the holidays. And as always, we'll offer up-to-the-minute announcements about volunteer opportunities and the nonprofit events and charitable needs in our area. We're here today to visit with Amber Wissing, business manager for the dental office of Dr. Corey L. Johnson in Glenwood Springs. In recognition of her many hours of volunteer work, the Glenwood Springs Chamber bestowed its Athena Young Professional Award recently on Amber. So, Amber, welcome.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. So, you are what we might call a super volunteer, and that's why I had you come in. You're the first volunteer to come in on this program. We usually interview nonprofits. And what about, you know, why did you become what I call the super volunteer? What drives you? How did you get started?
I don't know. A super volunteer might be a stretch.
Oh, come on. Stop being modest.
Honestly, though, I was born and raised in Glenwood Springs, and I grew up with a very philanthropical grandmother who always let me be involved in whatever she was doing. So even at a small age, she would do things like bake sales or sew things or sell things or any just kind of whatever. She was always lending her talents to whatever charity that she felt like she needed to. And so she was dragging me along at all of those things, starting, you know, as soon as I can remember.
Now, I met you because Dr. Corey Johnson offered to donate proceeds from tooth whitening services to my United Way Battlement to the Bells as you inaugurated a program called Brighter Smiles, Brighter Futures last year. Those donations will be earmarked for veteran services, especially because Dr. Johnson trained as a dentist in the U.S. Navy. Is that right?
That is right. Yep.
So did you twist his arm to start this program, or how did it get started that a local business created a unique fundraising program that nobody else has?
I'm very fortunate to work for a very generous man who loves this community just as much as, you know, all of us working in his office do. And as a small business, almost every small business listening will know, you get hit up all the time.
Yes.
Silent auction baskets, donations, sponsorships, yeah. Whatever it is. And we're always really happy to give to those, and we do frequently. If you ask us for a silent auction item, you're going to get one. But as an office, we started to kind of wonder, is there a bigger way that we can impact this community? Is there a way that we cannot be $25 here, $20 there, to help some of these really small programs?
To make a bigger, what we call community impact.
Yes.
Right?
And especially small programs. So far, we've raised between each quarter, we raise between $2,500 and $3,500.
That's significant, really, for a business to give away.
We feel like for some of these small programs, that can be a real boost if you're not a C3 qualifier or we don't have any of those prerequisites. You can be a great program that we want to support, and we can just kind of help you in that way.
And you were talking about 501c3. You said a C3 program is a nonprofit, just so our listeners understand. Well, tell me then, what have you been involved with? And I know you helped get a few started because I've read about you as well. But talk about some of the things that have been of interest to you and the staff at Dr. Johnson's office.
So we started the Brighter Smiles, Brighter Futures program supporting Project PAC, which stands for Providing a Crisis Kit. And that is my pet project, in which we are working with local law enforcement and child advocates to supply necessary items in a family crisis. Things like toothbrushes, pajamas, underwear, diapers. And we provided those to local law enforcement and child advocate workers to be given out in a crisis moment.
So that might be family members who have escaped from a bad situation at home.
We don't really have any parameters on what any qualifications. We are leaving that up to the advocacy workers, the people on the front lines per se. We realized they needed resources and we could provide them, and then we just rely on, we keep collecting and providing and working with local groups to, you know, get these items available, and then we just rely on them to use their best judgment and their best practices to get those
and do
delivered.
You spearhead the PAC program? Did you develop that yourself?
I did, yep. It was kind of in conjunction with Dr. Johnson's office when one of the law enforcement workers said, we were talking about a different project, and he said, I used to be able to have toothbrushes and toothpaste to give out to kids who we had removed from their homes. And I said, well, that's Adam Ford at the Garfield County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, good, good. Always give kudos where they're deserved.
Yeah. And I said, Adam, I can for sure get you toothbrush and toothpaste. And then we hung up from that phone call. And the wheel started turning, and I thought, I know this community enough to know that we can do better. If there's a child who's removed from their home at 3 a.m.
right,
and needs something, this community will step up and provide those resources. And so we just kind of, I got together with a couple friends, we created a small board, and we started, you know, the process of inventing a program.
You said there's pajamas, there's toothpaste, there's toothbrush. What else goes in there? And I would assume then you work with the different law enforcement offices or the sheriff's department?
All of the items are housed at the Garfield County Sheriff's Department office in Glenwood. That way they can resource all the other people they work with, from Child Protective Services to River Bridge to, you know, their own sheriffs, the Victims Advocate Unit.
Sure.
They're connected with all the people who are helping kids and families in crisis.
Sure.
As far as what is in those, we have had a wonderful outpouring from the community. There is everything from the bare basics of pajamas, underwear, toothbrushes to coloring books, stuffed animals, toys, jewelry making kits, journals, soccer balls. Our focus is 0 to 18-ish.
0 to 18.
And then we're kind of, I think, in some of those other specifics about women in the Advocate Safe House, it's kind of picking up those gaps.
Sure.
Yeah.
What other programs have you come up with?
The first quarter we did Project PAC. The second quarter we helped with Kelsey's Kids. That's a local foundation that Kelsey was a girl born and raised here. She developed leukemia, and they provide Kelsey's totes or Kelsey's crates, I think, to hospitals where kids are in isolation for like bone marrow transplants.
Do you do all the packing of the kits and everything?
No, we were just kind of funding Kelsey and her mom, Pat, because there's some very specific things. It has to be kind of more sterile. There's some behind the scenes things that have to kind of happen with that. So we just were helping them get some funding to make those crates.
But you have done assembly line projects.
I have done assembly line projects. You might be thinking of an Easter basket project.
Maybe.
So for a number of years we provided Easter baskets for kids in crisis. And so that we have had like garages full, and, you know, we've had different people kind of helping.
And you pull in all your friends?
Well, yes. My poor friends have been recruited to more than they would probably like to. But usually what has happened is a group of people will say, oh, we really want to do that. So the last time we did the Easter baskets, the current CMC nursing class came and did it.
Well, that's
because they needed to fulfill some hours. Yeah. So
I'm going to post this information so that it will be on our Get Connected pages. And so people can contact you if they would like to donate to some of your programs. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, people can contact us. We are a Project PAC is a 501c3 provided by Two Rivers Community Foundation.
Sure. Yes.
So we were able to come under their umbrella and not have to do the C3 part on our own.
I think that's very important. I constantly say there are enough nonprofits around. Don't create a new one. Find somewhere that you can be sheltered by a 501c3 nonprofit. So thank you for bringing up that point, and thank you for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Get Connected. I'm your host, Amy Barr, and up next, United Way board member Tracy Gurley. Tracy will offer a selection of the latest community volunteer opportunities and nonprofit events posted on our Get Connected pages at unitedwaybb.org.
Welcome to Get Connected, a way to link volunteers and donors with the organizations that need them. I'm Tracy Gurley, a teacher in Basalt for Roaring Fork School District and a United Way Battlement to the Bells board member. If you are looking for an opportunity to volunteer and want a project that fits your interests, go to unitedwaybb.org and sign up to get the free Get Connected link on the right-hand side of the United Way homepage. Check the boxes for types of volunteer activities that interest you. When your interests match the needs of a nonprofit organization, you will instantly be linked and contacted by that organization to see if you want to volunteer. or you can simply follow your favorite charity. United Way does not use or share your contact information. To find current volunteer opportunities and upcoming nonprofit events, you can visit unitedwaybb.org. On the gold bar at the top of the homepage, you can simply click on the Get Involved link to find a listing of volunteer opportunities and the events calendar. Here are some new, timely opportunities to get connected with volunteer needs and events in our listening area. Valley Life for All and Center for Independence are offering free workshops to discuss resources and skills for hearing, vision, and memory challenges. These Empowered to Be Independent workshops will be offered in various locations from Battlement to the Bells throughout November. Attendees will receive the latest information, resources, and tools from highly skilled professionals who specialize in adaptive life skills. Attendees also may request private consultation time with one of the professionals. Refreshments will be served. For more information about the workshops to be held in Carbondale on November 9th, Aspen on November 30th, and Rifle on December 30th, visit the Get Connected pages at unitedwaybb.org. Spanish interpretation will be available at the Rifle workshop. If needed, prospective attendees should call 319-1279 by November 28th. Don't forget, Medicare open enrollment is the time to compare current plans with new and updated options for 2017. Medicare open enrollment started October 15th and runs through December 7th. For free, one-on-one personalized help with enrollment, interested individuals can contact High Country RSVP. For more information and the office location, you can go to our Get Connected pages. The 6th Annual Community Coat Drive Distribution Day will take place on Saturday, November 5th in the South Hall at the Garfield County Fairgrounds in Rifle. If you or someone you know needs a warm coat, hats, gloves, socks, etc., you can find more information on our Get Connected pages. It's that time of year again, and let the bells ring out, because our local Salvation Army office has to raise all of its funds to help serve our neediest in the KDNK listening area. Teens and adults alike can help by volunteering an hour or two with bell ringing, which starts as early as next week. All of the details are available on our Get Connected pages, along with contact information to sign up to help with the annual Red Kettle bell ringing season. And there's an interesting tidbit. The annual Red Kettle campaign is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. Jingle, jingle! Remember, to find these and additional volunteer opportunities and upcoming nonprofit events, you can visit unitedwaybb.org. On the gold bar at the top of the homepage, you can simply click on the Get Involved link to find a listing of volunteer opportunities and events calendar.
Thanks, Tracy. My next guest is Karen Lee, Executive Director of the local office of the Salvation Army here in our KDNK listening area. Karen's here today to put us in the holiday bell ringing mood and to give us some interesting tidbits related to the history of those famous Salvation Army red kettles. Well, Karen, welcome. Another year is rolling around for our local Salvation Army bell ringing season. Aren't you happy?
I am, Amy. Thank you so much for having me on your show again. I really appreciate the support.
Well, I know it's just a crazy time from what about Thanksgiving all the way through the holidays. So I know you gear up for this probably 6 months in advance. Can you give me just a little history about the famous Red Kettle bell ringing around the holidays?
Yes, we're in 125 years that the kettles have been out in America. In 1891, a pastor in San Francisco brought out one of those big old iron black kettles that they used to make soup and food in. And he set it outside the soup pantry to collect the money to provide for the holiday dinner. From that successful fundraiser, they then started doing it annually. So the black kettle is now the red kettle, and people stand there and ring the bell to bring attention, say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and bring people to drop their dollars and coins in.
And I know we get really picky about those bells. When I volunteer to ring, it's like, where are the good bells? Because I remember we used to wear out the bells. We would ring them so much. So what are some of the stories. I know there are some famous ones because every year the holidays come around and I read these national stories about old coins or something dropped into various red kettles around the country.
You are correct. People put in historic coins that have a higher value. They put in wedding rings. I think that it's very interesting, but for me personally, what is interesting is that each person that drops in a quarter or a $50 bill has their own story about why they're giving to the Salvation Army, and then how that dollar is then creating another story of how we're helping people. There's a young boy in Rifle Walmart who every year makes his mom give him, you know, like a handful of change before he gets up to the kettle, and he walks up grinning big and is just so happy and thrilled to be throwing this money in the kettle. And then you have the older people that are like, thank you, Salvation Army helped me, you know, when I was this or that, or I remember as a child them coming to my house. And then we have the dollar that's put in actually goes to help a person. I think sometimes you forget that the money that you're contributing actually is connected to someone's story that's here, local in the valley. I had a woman, she's 3 weeks pregnant. Now it's 2 weeks, and she needed help paying her water bill because she's a waitress and she's not working that much. Her spouse is working. They have the money to pay the rent, but the utility bills are a little shy because her income has decreased. And that dollar that's put into the red kettle is going to help them because she's in a really happy but scared place already about having her first child. And she came in because the bill came after we had paid it. And she's like, how am I going to have, you know, water with a brand new baby? I can't have my water turned off. To me, it's important to realize the dollars and the coins going into the red kettle are connected to a story of someone who needs help.
And I think people want to know that that money really stays local. I mean, it is really important to your Salvation Army office. You're it. You're the person who runs it, who opens the doors, who cleans it, who closes the doors. And that money, I have to say, I have to get on my soapbox for the Salvation Army. It stays here locally.
That is correct. The Salvation Army is an international nonprofit organization. However, I am responsible for earning all the money that is spent to keep the lights on and all the money that's spent to help the people. We're responsible for raising it here. We don't get help from, you know, the New England Salvation Army or Minneapolis. Like Minneapolis, they bring in like $2 million during the red kettle season.
Just during the red kettle season.
Correct. Right? But that money stays in Minneapolis. It doesn't leave and go to, you know, smaller units. So the money that we provide here stays for local people. Because we're a tourist industry, because we're right on the I-70 route, yeah, we do help people that, you know, get stranded, get a flat tire, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a small percentage. Everybody else is local.
And I love the fact that people bring their dogs to ring the bell, which is one of the little tricks. I was talking to a guy who said, oh my gosh, I used to ring the bell and volunteer, and so I had my little kids there, and they always looked so forlorn. He goes, now my kids are in college. What am I going to do to bring in the money?
That's
so
hilarious.
So I love the tricks that the volunteers use. And in fact, the KDNK team often goes and has a small band in the Carbondale City Market parking lot to help raise money. And it's true. They raise more money when there is live music. So
absolutely. I've got some good singers, good musicians. I even have a clown, a Rotarian clown that dresses up at the Walmart in Glenwood Springs. I think it's Freckles is her name.
I miss that one.
Yes.
Well, where will the kettles and bell ringers be located this year? I know you mentioned Rifle, but can you run through the KDNK listening area to give us an idea?
My coverage is El Jebel City Market, Carbondale City Market, Glenwood Springs City Market, Glenwood Safeway, Glenwood Walmart, the Silt Come and Go, Newcastle City Market, Rifle City Market, Rifle Walmart.
And I used to ring clear over in Parachute. Does anybody go over there now?
Or Thank you.
Do you need some volunteers in Parachute?
Do I ever. I have the sweetest, the Kiwanis are at Clark's in Parachute. Good. And they've got the Key Club connected, and they are definitely short of volunteers. We always need volunteers if anyone's interested in ringing at any of those locations. The best thing to do is to contact me at the office, and then I would connect them to what's best availability for them. And my number is 945-6976 to volunteer to ring the bell. And the best thing about it is we only ask for an hour to 2 hours because, one, people are busy. Two, it's cold. You're just standing there. So we want to keep the volunteers, the bell ringers, happy and not be out there freezing their tushes off.
So let's give a shout out to some of the service clubs that help you. I knew they're just so important to what you do.
They are. Steve Randall was a Kiwana, and he started the service clubs being like the kettle coordinators. So we have the Kiwanis Club, and connected with the Kiwanis Club is the youth group called Key Club. And like I said, they're at the Parachute one, the El Jebel one, and the Glenwood Springs City Market. The Key Club is involved with them.
And the Key Club from the high school, then they get the high school kids to come in and help?
It depends on the Key Club, but the Key Club is a high school group that is sponsored by the Kiwanis Club.
Okay.
It's basically a leadership program for the youth to help them in leadership as well as community involvement. So then we also have the Lions Club, and we have the Rotarians.
I know the Rotarians compete against each other in Carbondale with all the different Rotary clubs. So they're getting together, I guess, also to ring the bell and schedule each other?
Yes. The Rotarians that won last year was the Rifle Rotary Club. They had a $10,000 donation.
Wow. What goal are you looking for this year, or what you made last year?
What I try to do is the money that I spend on client services, I try to earn that in the kettle. 81 cents to the dollar is what is fundraised of how we spend our money.
Direct service on programs.
Yes, thank you. What I like to do, though, is we raised $61,000 last year in the kettle, and I spent $92,000 for the fiscal year.
Oh, gee.
So basically, every dollar that's dropped into the kettle is directly connected to client services. So what I would like to do is raise $90,000 because the need is not going to decrease in 2017. And that way I can say every dollar that you volunteer for gets contributed to someone in the Valley.
So $90,000 is the holiday 2016 goal for our Salvation Army in the KDNK listening area. Okay, the challenge is on, people. So, Karen, would you give your phone number again? And I will also post all of the information at unitedwaybb.org on the Get Connected pages. So, Karen Lee, how can people get you?
My phone number is 945-6976. My office is located at 201 14th Street in Glenwood Springs. We're next door to the social services office. So you're welcome to come in, volunteer at the office, come in and sign up to volunteer at the bells. Please call me and say hello.
Karen can use some office help as well, so I'm going to toss that in because it's such a busy time for you. You're also giving out coats from the office.
Yes, 1.1 tons of coats was collected last year and given out. And this year I collected about the same, and we're having a coat distribution on November 5th at the Rifle Middle School from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's with our community co-partners, The Rock, the River Center, and Canyon Cleaners.
Okay, so Salvation Army is really busy for the holidays. We're asking KDNK listeners, if they would, to volunteer for an hour ringing the bells throughout the KDNK listening area. Thank you, Karen, for coming in. I know it's really starting to get busy for you.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks to our listeners for joining us on Get Connected. Thanks also to guests Amber Wissing and Karen Lee, and to United Way board member and local educator Tracy Gurley, and also to KDNK Public Affairs Director Amy Haddon Marsh. Tune in on the first Thursday of every month at 4:30 p.m. and find our Get Connected program anytime online at kdnk.org/public affairs.